You guys, so we need to create the studio because the studio is not ready and it needs to be, we need to be filming. There needs to be episodes filmed. So today I'm going to bring you guys along, setting up the studio, the backdrop, and reminiscing on the past 3 years of Proud and Curly. It's just crazy to me that it's been that long. You know, we're trying to get back with the consistency. So coming soon. Let's get into it.
Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every week, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there.
Hi guys. I need to take this down, I think. I have all of this from a show, event I did a few years ago, CKC Fest, and I want to use it as a backdrop because I like it still. I don't know. I know it's like a fake little green wall, but I think it's cute. And it'll add color in here because all of this white, all these white walls, it's just not the move. But I have basically three strips and I want to cover this corner. I can't believe it's been 3 years doing the podcast, even though it's only 39 episodes. I'm trying to get it back, get it more consistent. We'll get there.
So I've cut out the sounds of me putting up the backdrop, but if you guys want to see it or are curious in seeing me struggle putting it up, then definitely click the link below in the show notes to watch it on our YouTube channel.
It's up. That's all we see. If it's up,
It's
then
up. If it's up, then it's stuck. I feel like it looks nice. I just wanted to show you guys me the process of me making this. The new studio. Let's talk about some of my favorite moments over these past 3 years, which it doesn't feel like 3 years because I've been on and off with Proud and Curly, but I'm trying to be more on with it because I just keep coming back to it. So it's like a love for it, a passion for it that I can't deny, and I have to, just do it. I just have to do it. Otherwise, I don't know if I'll be happy. Really, for real. So, 3 years ago, we were only doing audio only. I don't know why I started the podcast with audio only. I didn't know too much about video podcasts, and 3 years ago, podcasts on YouTube weren't really a thing. Maybe clips and stuff, but long form content 3 years ago on YouTube, I wasn't recommended, I guess. So I didn't really do it, but then I started being like, I want videos. I want stuff that I can share on Instagram and stuff. So it would be nice to have that footage or those clips, even from 3 years ago, now to share as a video clip. But I mean, I just feel like I just have to have all those people back on. And luckily, all those people I knew, so it was nice to just I can have them on and I can have them in the studio. So I'm like excited to bring it back, you know? But the audio only episodes are really nice because I could just record and not worry about it. I feel like the style of the podcast is different. I feel like those episodes are different. So the format of those, I kind of want to go back to. Because I feel like I have more of a format, but now these video podcasts, it's like how I film. I just be off the cuff with it mostly. So I don't know. I have my notes, but I'm trying to get back into it. Some of my favorite audio episodes, I'll put in some clips here because those are good. And I just felt like I was so much more organized, especially even with my questions and stuff like that. So I'll put in some clips of some good moments from those.
Hi guys, welcome to the fifth episode of the Proud and Curly podcast. In today's episode, we're talking about how transitioning from a relaxer to natural hair isn't for everybody and how to love what you got and take care of that. Today, we're talking with Corey Carter.
So my name is Corey, better known as K Nicole everywhere else. After I went through the treatment, I had to get on the medication because you have to get on a hormone to give you what your thyroid would give you if it was functioning properly.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on like this medicine and I had to keep getting the dosages changed and everything because they had to figure out my perfect dosage and get my levels right. So through that whole process, it was like a lot of experimentation. I had like a lot of different medications going through my body. So it was really taking a toll on my hair. My hair was like the main thing that was really suffering. And I was so used to having like this long, lush hair and it just started getting really, really thin. And also while I was on the radiation treatment, I couldn't put any other chemicals on my body. So I couldn't get a relaxer for like 6 to 8 months or something like that. So there was this weird patch in time where I just abruptly like stopped getting a relaxer for like almost a year. And then my hair was just freaking out because it was so used to getting a relaxer and it didn't really know what to do. And I didn't want to cut it off. So I was struggling with that whole like transitioning hair and like the naps. And it was a lot. So all of that happened. I was in like middle school dealing with all of that.
Oh gosh.
And then, oh yeah, I was young. I was trying to figure my life out. I was like, oh my God, this is not it. Like I was freaking out. My hair was just thinning and my mom was also freaking out because she didn't know what to do with my hair and I didn't want to cut it off because then I was like, oh my God, I'm going to feel even more insecure than I already am.
I'm Amelia. I go by Disparate Amelia on all forms of social media. I've always had like very thick hair. Like, and my hair was super long when I was young. I mean, it's pretty long now, but my hair tends to shrink a lot. So I have like a little mini fro.
What is some advice you would give someone looking to start embracing their natural hair?
Some advice I would give is, I guess, learning about your hair first. There's like a variety of products now, and sometimes I get caught up in that too, like using all these different products just because people say they're good or because you see them on TV. But like just learning what is good for your hair and what your hair can take. Like sometimes I use things and they like overcrowd my hair. Like my hair gets really like clumpy or the product is too heavy for my hair. Just like learning what is good for your hair. What nourishes your hair, what doesn't make it dry, what doesn't like overload it is like a good way to start. And that takes a little bit of time. You have to know which products you can use. So sometimes it takes a little trying out. But once you get it, just stick to that routine, you know? Keep it together. And if it's not working for you, you can try something else.
Yeah, those are good. And if you only listen to the podcast on like podcast apps, then you're probably like, what are you talking about? But there is a video on YouTube. I feel like I say that every time. So after that, I kind of moved into doing the video episodes, as you guys know. But I started interviewing people that I did not know. And two of my favorite, like most favorite episodes are the Jess Perez and the one with Michelle Roseman. Because I just felt like they came out so well. I felt like I did good as far as interviewing, even though I was like so nervous talking to them. But the episode in all just kind of came together and I was like, wow.
Hi, Jess. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a true blessing just to be on this platform. What you're doing is so incredible. So thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you.
In the Dominican Republic, it's not normal to consider a woman beautiful with her natural hair, which is very sad to say. I think that women get more of a glorifying response when they have their hair straight and then relaxed. It's considered beautiful. And I think that's something that, you know, we're still working on culturally. Yeah. And it's important for me to shift that message, especially my nieces who are 19 and 21 years old, to understand that, you know, beauty does, your hair does not define beauty. You know what I mean? It's what you have inside. It's your soul. Mm-hmm. And for me, like having my natural hair, it's more than just hair. You know what I mean? Like it's my culture. It's my being Afro descent that we don't normally consider ourselves in the Dominican Republic. But, you know, we normally don't embrace the fact that we're African. And yeah, I think that coming back to the States and being able to relate to other women, especially other natural women who are Latina, it was like, oh, no, I'm not alone in this. We're all trying to come together, like our culture, our food, our music, our style, our swag, like everything, everything. Like, hello, we're being glorified with like cultural appropriation right now. Like, you know how, like, we have so mm-hmm. much of that sauce, that so much essence into everything that we do, that, you know, people want to be like us. So embrace it.
In today's episode, we're getting to the root of our natural hair problems by learning how to detangle our heart issues instead of our hair issues. Today, we're talking with Michelle Roseman, the author of Hairloom.
Hello, everyone. My name is Michelle Tapp Roseman, and I am the author of Hairlooms, The Untangled Truth About Loving Your Natural Hair and Beauty. And this is a nonfiction book which closely mirrors my journey to really loving myself from the inside out, which includes all of my wonderful kinks and curls. And it talks about different issues that kept me from fully embracing who I am as a Black woman with the features that I've been blessed to have. And I think many of us may find ourselves having struggle points with that. And that really is what precipitated me writing the book. And so again, Hairlooms touches on all of that. But the unique thing about the book is it's not only chronicling my journey, but I had the privilege and honor of interviewing 32 people as well who talk on some aspect of Black women loving their hair and beauty. And these women include Dr. Maya Angelou. I was able to personally interview her before she passed, and Hollywood actresses, Lori Parker and Kim Coles and a host of other people. So it's really a great read if you're trying to dig beyond to get to the roots of how you feel about yourself so that you can really embrace all that you've been given. And that's really Hairlooms in a nutshell.
What would you say would be some ways for someone to start dealing with those uncomfortable roots, or that you even had people tell you in the book that they dealt with it and they overcame it?
Sure. Great question in terms of how we can actually overcome some of the negative things that may be looming underneath. Mm-hmm. There's an acronym that I created, oddly enough, using the word hair, H-A-I-R. Healing always involves reflection. Let me say it again. Hair. Healing always involves reflection. That's the first step to really finding out what's going on underneath, if there is anything going on underneath. We live in a society where we operate at breakneck speed. We're microwaving. We're getting things done in a nanosecond. The phone is not picking up quick enough. You know, the boss is not moving quick enough. And we don't slow down. We don't reflect. And when we do take the time to reflect, we don't reflect on that which we're reflecting on. We'll look in the mirror and see something we don't like, but we won't stop and reflect enough to say, okay, why did I not like the reflection? Why did I have such a visceral response when I saw this or someone said this to me? And so that really is the cornerstone of everything, taking the time to slow down, listen to the messages that we tell ourselves, listen to the messages that stick to us and how we respond. Reflecting on the relationships that we allow into our lives or we push out of our lives. Listening and reflecting on the inner talk that we had to ourselves. Do we often compliment someone else but never compliment ourselves? Or if someone compliments us, we'll quickly say, oh, this is nothing, girl. You know, this old thing, we're known for saying that as women. Or either we'll quickly tear ourselves down or we'll wait for a man to compliment us before we say that we have worth. Healing always involves reflection. If we take the time to reflect, then we'll know if we need to get counseling. We'll know if we need to pray about a situation, if we need to journal, if we need to speak with someone else who's already gotten through that situation. None of that takes place unless we reflect. But when we reflect, we understand what we're really dealing with. And then also we'll be able to look over our lives and realize the beauty that's there in us. And it's not just because someone told us that we're beautiful, but it's because God has made us that way. And we'll be able to see the inherent beauty, not just in ourselves, in our journey as well. But it really starts with reflection.
Those were good. And I felt like I didn't overthink it. I did prepare for those, but I didn't overthink it. And got some really good moments, just their stories in and of itself. And that's really what the podcast is about, just sharing people's stories. And them getting into it took the show. I was like, oh, okay, I'm here. I'm ready to do this. So I really just love those episodes because it was like the first video ones, my first time doing Zoom before the pandemic. So it was like, it was a struggle. Now it's kind of like more normalized. I was trying to make sure it looked nice. We gotta keep coming with the quality. Hopefully there's some kind of way for me to be able to keep it on this camera and be on Zoom. So that's the goal, I think. So I gotta figure that part out. Once we do that, then we'll be crisp and we'll be ready to go. Another thing that I really loved about over the past 3 years that I've done with this podcast is the How to Go Natural series. Bringing that to the podcast has just helped me really go in depth with natural terms, different products, things that work with my hair, and other types of hair. It's just helped me learn in general. So I really want to keep doing those to just keep me learning because I don't call myself an expert on natural hair, but I'm learning and I love to learn from other people's stories and what works for them. So the How to Go Natural series really is like helpful for learning those terms, learning what low porosity is, learning how to use different products. So I'm excited to dive more into that now too and keep that going, figure out more things that I can share about and learn about. So if you guys have anything that you are wanting to learn or know that I should share about, leave it in the comments. You know, let me know. So also, another thing that's happened over these 3 years, the CKC Fest. I feel like I didn't get enough footage while I was there because I was running the whole tent. But this whole setup and the curtains, once we can get them back, so we can get them off the ground. This whole setup came from the CKC Fest, and I'm just happy to figure out a way to incorporate it because this has been in a basement. It's been covered up for about 2 years because that was 2019, and we know what happened in 2020, so that's fine. But I was like, we need to pull this out of the basement and utilize what we already have because I know the sign is big, but it was a poster and a whole tent. So that's what we're using. But that whole experience in of itself was really amazing. And I was looking forward to doing so much more like events like that. And then COVID happened in 2020. So it's cool. Maybe one day we'll come back. I do have a whole green wall. So maybe we could still set it up another day, another time. But for now, it's going to be in the podcast, in the back of the videos. So I don't know. I'm excited about it because it's really literally been in the basement. And this has also just been in here on the floor for the past few months before I even put it up. So just seeing it on the wall is literally like, wow. Also, I would have to say, sharing my big chop moment that I had been talking about for years, and I didn't even realize that I was like literally like, oh, one day when I cut my hair, been talking about it for years. Finally sharing that and doing that has been really nice. I'm growing my hair back in a little bit now. I say for braids, but I don't know. We don't know. Maybe we're just growing it back. I don't know. who knows? It might be cut off again next month. It's about to get hot again. I don't know what's about to happen. But for now, as long as I can kind of do some type of style, we'll see what we can do with it. But I definitely want to do some protective styling in the future. My big chop, I'm excited. I'm just very happy that I filmed it and just recorded that part of my journey because, yeah, that's a big change. And I need to do more hair videos. I'm still really trying to figure it out right now. But as it grows back in, I will definitely be doing videos. And I would like to be doing protective style videos. If I could do them, if I could do it myself, I'll do it. But if somebody else is doing it, I guess I should record it anyway. So hopefully we will have some more content with this hair. Because I'm excited to play and do new styles. I do want to try color. So I'm about to talk to Corey about that because she's been dyeing her hair. So I'm like, what does that even mean? Like, how does that even work? But yeah, and that's the other thing that it's like, after all these years and the few different setups we've had, I'm excited to have this space to be able to bring people into the podcast. Because my first, where we had it for the first time, it was way too small. Like, I could have one other person, and I did have, like, I have two episodes, one with Corey and one with Rafi, but we're, like, sitting real close, like, in a real small, like, my setup was super small, but it worked, but I was just like, I don't know, I need something, you know, always wanted something more. And then my last setup that I had, it was at my desk, so it was for me to turn and be like, oh, I can film over here, and over here I can do my work. But I think it worked out. This, we'll see. I don't even know how to set it up for two people or multiple people in here yet, so we'll see how it works. But there's more space in here to do it, and hopefully we can get the background together. But if that changes over time, just know, you know, we're trying to upgrade it and get it to be looking like how it's supposed to look like, which we don't know how it's supposed to look like yet. But it's getting there. I feel like we're doing something with this. Tell me what y'all think about it in the comments below. I just wanted to come on here and talk with y'all, show y'all the new setup, show y'all, like, tell y'all what I've been thinking, just reminiscing the past 3 years, and definitely wanting to put out more content, so look forward to that. And if you're listening on the podcast apps, definitely subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. That would be so helpful. Share this on your Instagram if you can. And yeah, I'll see y'all in another video. We're working on content, so get prepared, get ready.
All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next week, stay proud and curly.